voice. Good morning, everyone. Speak lots, and then it sounds like there's loads of us here. Oh, so this morning, Sarah has guests. So good morning to Sarah when she sees this. And good morning to Jean and Stuart and Bruce and Eunice and Sarah Jane. And have I missed anybody? And John, good morning to John, because he'll be listening with Bruce at some point. And Deborah. Exactly. Oh, dear. That's why I don't like doing that. My brain goes. Oh, anyway, good morning to everyone who's listening, anyone else who might be watching this online. So let's come before the Lord. Let's just be calm for a moment. Oh Lord, thank you. Thank you that however many of us there are, we can come and be here and know that your presence is here with us. Thank you, Lord, that you fill each one of us with your Holy Spirit. Oh Jesus, we have so much to thank you for. And we look forward, Lord, this morning to worshipping you. It may be a slightly different style today, but Lord, we're so blessed by so many styles of music that we can bring to worship you. So thank you, Jesus, for each and every one of us, and most of all for you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. So, and today, as you know, we have Brian's testimony later on. And he's chosen most of the songs, but actually I chose this one. He let me have a couple. So, we're going to sing Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Praise him with hallelujahs, for Jesus is Lord. Amen.
Jesus is Lord, praise him with hallelujah.
course, yeah. Put that there a minute. So, this is one of Brian's choices, sung by Whitewell Tabernacle, and we've invited them here this morning to swell our numbers. So they're going to join us in the singing. This is a new one for us. It's a beautiful song called Isn't the Love of Jesus Simply Wonderful? And just to say in the chorus, I think we have an extra wonderful, so don't sing the fourth one on that, or the third one on the second line. We'll never be a sweeter story of the Savior's love. Thank you, Brian. That is a beautiful song. I've been singing it all week. Just the chorus. Yep. Oh, so lovely. So let's have a time of prayer. And please do, pray too. If anything on your heart you'd like to share, then please do.
Brought Alan before you for some time now and be care for her. I ask you to touch her mind and heal her, Lord. Her about her help Brian too. It's not been easy for him either. bring the flowering to you now.
Mm.
Ask you, feeling the touch of the power, do all you want. Hear our prayers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Terry and Jackie and April and Mark and Mike have got them to America safely. And then you feel their time away.
Mm.
And come back and pray that any problems will be able to solve. Dear Lord, thank you once again. Thank you for your love for us. I know there's times when I wonder where you are, I wonder why you've not answered this. I'm sorry to be that way, but I just pray now for the people who are in there, for the trouble, for the war, and terrible things that are going on in this world. Lord, thank you once again that we have you. We bring it to you now. Lord, bring it to you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I'd like to pray for Bruce and Eunice, which is away having a rest, we hope. And that they're enjoying their time of fellowship elsewhere. Be thinking of them and that, and whatever they're doing. May everyone in this room today be praised and given the love and the hand of your Holy Spirit to set through us and go through us and to make us be seen in all your glory. Jesus, please be with Deborah at the moment. She's not finding it easy. It's very hard for her. She's in pain. I try to make out I understand, but do I fully understand? I think I do, but I don't think I do. So forgive me on that one, that I am trying hard to realise what condition she's got and how it's affecting her. And may you bring peace to her heart and take away the pain that she's feeling. I'd like to have a special prayer for each and every one in this room today. We've all got our different illnesses and our aches and pains. Please take them away from us, Lord. Obviously, in your time, you know what's best for all of us and each one of us. Be with us, Lord. Love us. Take care of us. Hold us in your precious hands. And I just want to say thank you for what you've done in my life, Lord, and how you continue to bless me, my family, and people around me. And I ask these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we pray you be with Jean and Stuart. And Lord, we pray healing for Stuart. We pray strength for Jean. We do miss them so much. Lord, so let us them know your presence with them right now and that our love is with them too, Lord. Thank you for them. And be with Sarah as she enjoys a time of refreshment with her lovely family. And for Sarah Jane too, Lord. Lord, I pray that you'll be with her wherever she is. Lord, we continue to ask you for healing for Richard's eye. Lord, you created him. You know exactly what is going on more than any doctors or eye specialists. So, Lord, as you knit him together in your mother's womb, would you knit his eye or eyes, Lord, to how they should be? And we thank you for how, even with his restrictions, how he blesses us with the gifts that you've given him to lead us in worship here and other places too, Lord, and so much more. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, we do pray for each and every one of us. And just thank you that we're in this place. And we do think of John this morning. And Lord, we acknowledge how hard it is for him. And we pray that you would bring him peace, Lord, and bless his time with Bruce and others. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Just want to say a quick thank you for Bruce, for Gilly, and for Richard, for what they do to make our morning services special. It is something that takes time to do, set up, get ready, and if it wasn't for these people that make our services what they are, I wouldn't enjoy it as much as I do. So I just want to thank them from the bottom of my heart, and thank Jesus who works through. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everyone. That was precious time. Thank you. So we're going to sing, As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. And just before Richard brings the reading, we've got some friends staying with us from Australia. And this afternoon, we're scattering the ashes of Russell's sister, Shaquila, as you may remember, used to live next door to us. And apart from all that happening, they've got a lot of family issues back in Australia. And just so many different things that were all happening up to the minute they left. And they're absolutely exhausted with the travelling and all of that. So I want to pray for them. And most of all, that they would come to know Jesus. They're not believers. And life's tough, as we've been saying. But we have Jesus in our lives. And we can always come to him at any time. But they don't do that. And so I'm just going to pray for them now, if that's okay. So, Lord, thank you for bringing Russell and Julie to stay with us. Lord, I pray that in some way we've been a witness to them over these few days and last year as well. But, Lord, I pray that you will give them peace, Lord, in all their troubles, and that they would find some calm when they go home. Most of all, Lord Jesus, I pray that they would come to know you, Jesus, as their Lord and Saviour. So I pray that you would draw near to them and they would accept you as their Saviour. Thank you, Jesus. In your precious name, Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
So
it's chosen by Brian.
Oh, right. Yeah. So Brian has chosen this reading, and just before I read it, I'd just like to also say a prayer for Jilly, to thank you for everything she does, and for to give her some peace and some calm, Lord, to be able to collect her thoughts, and also for the headaches that she gets. Just, Lord, manifest your healing power in her life so that her headaches will disappear, Lord, because you have the power to do that, and we pray that you will manifest that power and give her healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
So the reading is from Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. Now a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the river bank. She saw the basket among the reeds, saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she answered. And the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water."
Amen. What an amazing story that is. I mean, it must have been so hard for the mum to put her baby in that position. But it was all in God's plan. As we know, look who Moses became. Absolutely wonderful. And also wonderful is our Jesus. And Brian has chosen, "I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me, how he left his home in glory for the cross of Calvary." Now, this is an Our Normal tune. It's again the White World Tabernacle from Belfast singing with us. And yeah, we had an interesting practice with this yesterday. So we're relying on Brian to lead us in this one. And of course, it's wonderful words and lovely having that extra chorus into it. So thank you, Brian. No pressure.
I will sing a wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Story.
Yeah, beautiful version. So, Brian's testimony. So, just wait for... You right? So I'll read it in the first person. So I'm Brian this morning. I was born in the village of Ede near Exeter. My parents went to the church in the village. I went to Sunday school. Also, I was in the church choir for a while until I was in my early teens. I did not go regularly. When I was 15, I left school and started to work on the railway as a telephonist. At that time, the Teme Valley Railway ran from Exeter to Heathfield. Ede had a railway station. My father was the porter there. I always enjoyed travelling on this line. When I was a child, I would go with the guard for trips. When they closed the line, my father was transferred to Exeter St. Thomas Station until he retired. When I was 19, I met a young girl called Mary, who later became my wife. She went to Newton Abbott Baptist Church. I went as well and met her friends. She was in the Girls' Brigade and later became a warrant officer. I became a member of the church and enjoyed the fellowship there. One day the preacher was talking about Jesus dying on the cross for us and taking him as your saviour. I decided to take Jesus as my saviour. Mary and I married and we had two children, David and Helen. 2 months after Helen was born, Mary had a nervous breakdown and had to go into hospital for a while. She had to go into hospital a few times in our married life. We would go on coach outings, catch a train somewhere and go for walks. I joined the men's fellowship at Barton Baptist Church along with Bill Park and joined the Willows Community Church. And we're thankful that you did. Mary died in 2003, and I was glad I knew the Lord who helped me through these times, and also help from all friends, and when my son died last year. I often go on coach trips and travel by train or bus. And when I'm walking with friends, I often think about the words of two songs by Isla Grant. My Saviour walks with me. And the other one is, He walks beside me. And thankfully, Richard, with his gifts, has made a beautiful medley of those two songs for us to listen to. So we're just going to sit quietly and listen to the words of those songs. So it's My Saviour Walks With Me and He Walks Beside Me. Thank you.
I feel His presence all around me, everywhere I go. When I gaze on nature's beauty, in my heart I know His love has touched the smallest flower. It's there on every breeze. I know I'll never walk alone. My Savior walks with me. Walks with me in sunshine or in rain. my journeys take me far and wide. I know that He is always by my side. He walks beside me and He will guide me. I just can't go on. That's when I know that He is near to gently help me move along. He walks beside me and He will guide me. He listens to all I have to say. He walks beside me and He will guide me. Jesus will show me. I feel His love surrounding me. When I am blind to others' needs, I know He'll always let me see. He walks beside me and He will guide me. He listens to all I have to say. He walks beside me and He will guide me. Jesus will show me.
Brilliant, brilliant. Thank you, Brian. We've had some wonderful songs this morning. And we are going to finish with one of Brian's as well, which is called When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. Is that you confirming? That's where I'm going. Amen. It's where we're all going. Thank you, Lord. And those songs were beautiful, weren't they? Really lovely words. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Brian, for introducing us to them.
I hope you're all in good voice. We take a deep breath after...
Oh, yes, well done.
Yeah. At the end of the chorus, we all take a deep breath because they do a pause and then we carry on, so...
Yeah.
Just to warn you all.
Just to warn you.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and touch me no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of us shall gather around me on the other shore, and the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. Yonder I'll be there. Oh, in the bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of His face and hands shall share, when the chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, when the road is gone up yonder, I'll be there. Oh,
Thank you, Jesus. Well, thank you again, Brian, for sharing your life with us, literally, and just for those beautiful songs. It's been quite an interesting week preparing, and Richard hasn't got any music up here. He's learnt the chords to those songs over the week. So it's been wonderful. So now we're going to say the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yay. You staying for coffee, Greg?